Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Thank you so much for joining us on this Thursday, 23rd day of August 2012 transmission. We will be here for the next 3 hours, and I'll be back hosting the nightly news this evening, 7 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock Eastern. The website, InfoWarsNews.com or PrisonPlanet.tv. Both of them will get you there. Okay, wow. We have got a very important transmission, as always, lined up today, but even more so every day because this world government gets more and more out in the open. We've got a lot of signs that the globalists are planning to stage crises at the Republican and Democratic conventions. We're going to be breaking down all of that. Also, they're talking about canceling or moving the GOP convention if this hurricane that looks like it's steering right for the convention. I can see Bill Gates in there with the hurricane machine guiding it. You know, I mean, that sounds crazy, and it's probably a normal hurricane, but 1967 they had certified that the government could create, weaken, strengthen, and even steer hurricanes. So we are living in a Buck Rogers world. I've had Ben Livingston, the father of weather weapons, on the show to break all of that down, so we're going to be going over that. Here's one of the big ones. Texas official warns of Obama civil war. It's in the Houston Chronicle. It's in the Associated Press. It's up at InfoWars.com. It's Lubbock. It's the judge. And people get confused outside Texas or other states that have this. The county commissioner head is called a judge. And so it's basically the mayor of that county that Lubbock is in. Pretty populated area. Pretty focused and well-informed conservative libertarian types out in West Texas. In fact, if I was ever going to talk about a place that would really actually rebel against tyranny, it's people in Texas and particularly places like West Texas. And he's sitting there with the police chief or sitting there with the sheriff nodding his head when they're talking about waiting for the feds and their armored vehicles and stopping them. And the guy's pretty respected. I mean, he's not... This is the point we've gotten to where they're announcing on C-SPAN the UN and NATO run the military. They're announcing on CNBC that world government is here. They are announcing we're going under global receivership and global government has been established. And the Bill of Rights and Constitution is being completely trashed. And so people at the state level are going to wake up. I mean, the Texas legislature said last year, we're going to enforce existing law. If you touch somebody's genitals on the outside without a warrant or an emergency, that is a misdemeanor. Inside, it's a felony, sexual assault. That's already on the books. And the feds said F-16s are on standby to run an armed blockade of your state. And I confirmed with military sources, Army mainly, that they had the tanks loading on the trains to come to Texas in surrounding states. Yeah, good luck with that. As if they're going to, I mean, if you have the government of a state stand up, it's over. Because the federal government has zero moral authority. Zero. The feds are supposed to keep the states in tune. The states are supposed to keep the feds in tune. That's separation of powers. And the feds are way, 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 way out of line because they're not feds. They're globalists. They're collaborators with foreign banks that brag in hundreds of publications that we're slaves. And look, you can run denial on people long enough and have them just follow authority. But it's not going to fly in places like Texas and Tennessee and Vermont and New Hampshire and Arizona and other areas. It is not going to fly in places like Missouri and Kansas and Indiana and Illinois. I mean, all over. When open world government is being thrown in our face and we're being told that liberty is bad and small business owners are bad, I mean, I'm sorry. The New World Order is dead on arrival unless they start a civil war, and that's what this judge is talking about. Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals. But the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you are joining us for the first time and you're wondering what you've tuned into, let me introduce myself. I am Alex Jones of Texas. And I am a defender of liberty and common sense and due process, the family and private property, and the right to follow your own religious beliefs and to have freedom and dignity. And I have declared war for 17 years on pushers and purveyors of tyranny and control freak coward ideologies. And I have sworn on the altar of God to put all of my energy and will against the New World Order and to trod them under my booted feet. If God be with us, none can stand against us. The globalists spend their entire time trying to brainwash and program with all these anti-family, anti-liberty messages that you see everywhere. Television is a weapon to pacify you. Now, people think that, oh, Obama, he's bad. He's the reason all this is happening. Obama is the manifestation at this current point, a signpost of the globalists themselves. And the fact that people are rebelling against Obama is a good thing. And the fact that almost everyone I talk to who hates Obama and everything he's doing understands that Mitt Romney's bought and paid for by the very same people. They just don't want Obama to get reelected, and it's the only good argument I've heard for actually getting involved in the election, is because if he gets four more years, he's not facing re-election, and he has pardon power, and Katie bar the door. I've talked to a lot of high-powered people, even liberals and Democrats and big corporate people, and they're scared of Obama and the people that run him. Clearly, they want to start a civil war in this country between patriots and libertarians and conservatives. Whether you like it or not, the battle lines have been drawn. And if they see you as a libertarian or a conservative or a constitutionalist or a veteran, you are the enemy, period. Because the globalists manipulate both sides of the political fake spectrum, but the real ideology of their henchmen at the lower and mid and even upper levels is a socialist communist ideology. And they're a very, very, very dangerous force that has to be dealt with. And again, Romney is just a globalist in a lower gear, and that signifies the fact that they're trying to get him in now, that they realize Obama has become nothing but a liability. People are waking up under Obama. People are getting organized under Obama. They're getting out of their slumber, and the country is on the edge of a restoration. The Republic is awakening right now, and I've got some amazing news we're going to be covering. But if you just tune in for the first time, you have found it. This is the tip of the spear. This is the most widely listened to radio broadcast on AM, FM, XM, and shortwave and internet worldwide that actually covers the full spectrum of the eugenics, the world government, the master plan. We go way beyond Obama, way beyond the Prime Minister of England, way beyond the puppets, to the source documents of the globalists who have to communicate to their mid-level minions, so they basically admit their entire program. All you've got to do is take a little time out of watching sports and a little time out of strutting around and acting tough, and I'm talking to some of the new listeners out there, to actually realize you're under assault. I mean, I people watch, and I go hiking, and I go swimming. The lake's gotten too hot here to swim, and I'm getting to the news. So I like to go to one of the big spring-fed areas, well, Barton Springs, and I watch guys, you know, that are big and muscular and obviously powerful, and I watch them kind of strutting around like they want to, you know, start a fight with somebody. And I kind of watch some of the lap lane swimmers who will, you know, kind of get out of kilter of where they're swimming and get over into where you're at, and you'll see them looking at you in their goggles. They're just going to run into you. They're going to play chicken with you. Adult men hyped up on testosterone swimming in ice cold water. That's not really ice cold. It's spring, like 68 degrees. But it feels like icy. Are so wound up that they're ready to run into another man who potentially, you know, would break their nose. Because I'm sitting there thinking, well, the person runs into me, I'll just ignore it. If they get mad and attack me, what am I going to do? Well, I don't want to punch them in the throat and kill them. I'll just break their nose. Because, you know, I mean, I'm not Mr. Tough Guy, but people aggress towards me, I start thinking about how to assault them, what I'm going to do to them. And that's just a normal response of any mammal that's got their head screwed on straight. And my point for telling that story is I had to get way over on the side yesterday just to not have people running into me. And then I was watching them running into each other, and I was just watching men going up to the diving board posturing to each other. And that's what this country has become, is that they love posturing to their neighbor. They love, cops love getting mad at you and yelling at you if you drive wrong or something when they pull you over, but they don't get mad when foreign banks openly steal $40-something trillion dollars out of the U.S. Treasury, bankrupting us by design. They don't get mad when they come out in major studies and go, yeah, we put fluoride in the water to brain damage you, because they're brain damaged. That's why. And again, you should get mad. You should get angry about real assaults that are taking place. But again, we're given these cultural icons and these cultural images of what is acceptable to do. But I'm already digressing off. The point is, I see men who are either giving into being completely emasculated and castrated and kind of get into this jellyfish mode of talking in simpering voices and walking behind their wives and saying yes, ma'am, to them. I see that. The women look completely unhappy, but they're following the feminist liberal dream of basically a dead family. And now the feminists are, we hate you men, we just want to have kids without you. And that's being pushed as super fashionable. So you have that rotting on one end. And then on the other end, I actually aren't even mad at men strutting around with tattoos, acting tough, because that's at least a primitive level I can work with in the future. At least they've got enough humanity left that they still have some power, even though it's infantile and badly directed. At least there's something left there. At least they're not embracing weakness. I mean, I used to think, man, it's kind of silly, people in motorcycle jackets, bugging their eyes out, acting tough, driving around, rum, 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 rum. But I understand, hey, they're trying to say we're not like the rest of these people. So I actually get it and like it and think it's good. Because I guess you've got to take on the outer form of something a lot of times before you start taking the inner form on. But I've got huge, giant breaking news here, and I'm basically engaging in a philosophy discussion, and I apologize. Let me run down what's coming up on this huge broadcast today. We have a special guest in studio, but I'll tell you about that coming up. It's amazing what we've got coming up here on the broadcast. Truly incredible information. It is confirmed. BBC ran the footage. The New York Times wrote about it. There's multiple TV crew footage of it. The BBC removed the story and removed it because it is Al-Qaeda jihadis funded out of Saudi Arabia, torturing a man, going through people's family belongings, laughing at wedding photos, swimming in a family swimming pool, torturing the guy, and then making him suicide bomb. Making him suicide bomb a police checkpoint. And we're going to be playing that clip because it's censored by the BBC, but it backfired on the London Telegraph. Just put the video out now with their masthead on it saying, okay, well, you censored it. We're covering it. Paul Watson has a big article about it up at Infowars.com. I mentioned this yesterday, but I didn't read the article, and it's so big, I will get into the article itself today. It's linked on the right-hand side, third story now, at drudgereport.com. That's drudgereport.com, but also up at Infowars.com is where it originates from. TSA rifles through bags, conducts pat-downs at Paul Ryan event, government agents moving out of airports into the streets. Big article. I'm going to be covering that. And then, of course, our top story here today, because this signifies that we could really turn the corner in a lot of ways, because I'm talking to military, I'm talking to police, I'm talking to county judges, I'm talking to state judges, current ones. I've talked to Congress people off air. I've talked to state senators on air. And this is the reason he's saying this, and local Fox News, Fox 34 in Lubbock took it serious, because the county judge, again, is like it's the mayor of the county. Like a selectman of the county. But Texas judge preparing for civil war of Obama reelected. Well, really, it should be Texas judge preparing for American resistance to globalist takeover. And again, as more and more people just come out and say what it is, this is where we're going to have the victory. The enemy would tell police world government doesn't exist, foreign banks running a world government doesn't exist, derivatives that are going to bring it down don't exist. There's countless books, videos made predicting all this. The police were shown it as intelligence files to look out for us. So the police have basically, in the intelligence units and the SWAT teams and everything, they've all seen this stuff, and they're like, well, all that is exactly coming true. So their own propaganda, here's an example. Going back 15 years ago, Marines would show my first films, and Army as well. But some of them were like, you know, producers I had, brothers and others. I mean, I had countless stories of these where I was personally told it and shown it and shown letters where they would get them up and say, Alex Jones videos are being given out. You will get in trouble, and you'll get extra duties if you're caught with it, and the second time worse. I've been told to tell you this by the colonel. By the way, there's a stack of the videos right here. I expect you to throw them away. So, the point is, they get cops all over the country and tell them I'm a liar, don't listen to me. All they do is tune in and find out we're telling the truth.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
HempUSA.org has moved and expanded its operations for faster worldwide shipping. Our product line has grown from 5 to nearly 100 items in less than 5 years. Our food is grown naturally, always chemical-free, not found in stores. Great for daily intake and perfect for your emergency storage shelter. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
I hear the train coming, it's rolling around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps rolling on down the San Antonio. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die.
gentlemen.
When I hear that whistle blowing.
The story out of the Houston Chronicle about Lubbock, Texas, and their county commissioner head, the judge, saying we've got a foreign globalist takeover happening in America. I need police to prepare to defend against it. Oh, yeah, I'm going to play the clip here in a moment. That's now a national story, and that's going to get everybody talking. This guy just had the courage to say what everybody who actually cares about freedom already knows. And I want to get this guy on the show, Chris. You won't be able to get him on soon. He's going to get swamped. I want to go after him today. Set him up for tomorrow, please. And if he can't do it during the radio time, we'll do it nightly news tomorrow, even tonight. I got Steve Pachinik on with breaking news and Dan Bedondi in studio tonight, but let's see if we can get him on the nightly news tonight. That's a good idea. Texas official warns of Obama civil war. A Lubbock County, Texas judge. Now, see, he's not a judge. They call it a judge. He's the head of the county court, which is really the city council for the county. He's asking for a tax increase to hire deputies, like a one-cent thing, for the inevitable civil war he believes would follow President Obama's reelection. Well, let's actually play what he really had to say, because here's our article from June 1st by Adan Salazar for InfoWars.com, one of our in-house great researchers. It's GX, The Guard Experience magazine. The threat at home. Who and what are the biggest dangers to Homeland Security? And it shows a veteran with bombs strapped to him. Really? And by the way, that's how this works. They tell somebody, we're going to kill your family. We've got your little kids. If you don't drive this suicide bomb in, we're going to kill your wife and kids. And you know what? Daddy goes and blows himself up. And of course, they go ahead and kill the wife and kids. They're not going to let witnesses be around. They love it. That's why people get into the business of being globalist minions and Al-Qaeda, because they like to cut people's heads off. They like to torture. They like to murder. And we're going to play some of that footage and audio coming up where our government, criminal government, is Al-Qaeda has captured a family, taken over their house. They're making fun of their wedding pictures. These are the heroes. And then they torture the guy and say, you're now going to drive this truck in and blow up a police station. And there's another case where they want to blow up a police checkpoint. A truck full of explosives. Okay? And that's up at InfoWars.com. This is on the BBC. They're like, this is good. This is heroic. Well, no, it's not. This is the type of evil. And now they're saying in Army documents we covered 3 weeks ago, became national news, Drudge Report linked to that. Washington Times covered it. Washington Post covered it. But they were like, oh, it's okay. The Washington Post was like, this is a good thing. Saying that they were training in North Carolina when the militia with the Tea Party links up with Al-Qaeda. Yeah. When the Lucky Charms leprechaun links up with the Easter Bunny and a Chinese jet pilot from Pluto and rainbow ponies dance around and pigs fly. And I knew this was going on 6-7 years ago from my sources. That's why I said they're going to say that the Patriots are going to link up with Al-Qaeda. That's one thing to claim the militia is, which is ridiculous, but they think the public's ignorant about the militia. But to say that the Tea Party, half the Tea Party, because I know the Tea Party folks. I mean, I was there with Ron Paul helping found the original one. But half the Tea Party today is so Islamophobic, folks, they want to glass parking lot the entire Middle East. You know them. You are them. They say you work with them. It's so ridiculous. It's so ridiculous. And they have the big National Guard magazine about how, yeah, you're going to be fighting veterans who link up with Al-Qaeda in America. It's coming. It will happen. The number one threat is veterans. Yeah, you. They're teaching you that you are the enemy. I mean, this is so over the top. That's how dumb they think everybody is. But let me tell you, when they start staging the events, when they bust the Al-Qaeda operative, who'll be some, you know, 80 IQ moron with some other veteran who's brain damaged from IEDs. This is exactly who they'll look for. They'll just get them drunk or on drugs and have them say they're going to blow something up, and then it'll be on the news. Habib Hassan Durka Durka was planning with, John Smith, the evil redneck, to kill the innocent people at the military base. I mean, this is the type of garbage they're doing so they can simulate it and get everybody scared. We're going to play this county judge coming up on the other side. Stay with us.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The KTOR hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, third edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. Therosafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com. Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar-powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8 inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
From 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, we are here live. Back weeknight, 7 o'clock Central at PrisonPlanet.tv with InfoWars Nightly News. And back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. live with the Sunday transmission. We couldn't do any of this without your support, without the good Lord above, and without the incredible crew that I want to recognize in our reporters, video editors, researchers, customer service, shipping department, the writers, researchers, everyone. Amazing job. Please pray for the entire InfoWars Command Center crew, because we are at the tip of the spear, and we go forward cheerfully into the face of the globalist, knowing that our God is more powerful than the God of this world, who is nothing but a fallen destroyer. It's easy to kill, steal, and destroy. It's hard to create and build. That's the God we worship. All right, ladies and gentlemen, again, we are broadcasting worldwide here. We've got McDonald's spying on your kids. That's mainstream news. A bunch of other articles. They're trying to break up the family. Also coming up, BBC censors video showing Syrian rebels forcing prisoner to become suicide bomber. Broadcaster attempts to hide clear evidence of war crimes. You got to go watch the video. They've pulled it off their channel, but it's up there. They're digging through this family stuff, making fun of photos of their kids and the wife, and talking about what scum they are, basically, because the wife at the wedding, didn't have her face covered. And it's just a bunch of Al-Qaeda scum that have invaded the country. And then they torture this guy. It's so heroic, the BBC reports. Oh, it's so cool. Oh, New York Times also reports on it. We need Al-Qaeda, the CFR said 3 weeks ago. That's a quote. We need them. Oh, they're such fighters. Oh, they're so handsome. Oh, they're almost as good as G.I. Joe. Oh, can we get the G.I. Joe clip first before I get to the county judge in Lubbock? The head of the county commissioner's system coming out talking about martial law and the preparations for it. Oh!
Yo, Joe!
Yeah!
He'll fight for freedom wherever there's trouble. G.I. Joe is there.
He works for foreign banks. He grows the opium and ships it into America.
G.I. Joe against Cobra the enemy, fighting to save.
Oh, Cobra that wears black mask?
He never gives up. He's always.
Cobra that stages terror attacks? Cobra that wants to dominate the world?
Cobra. G.I. Joe is the code name for America's daring, highly trained special mission force. Its purpose, to defend human freedom against Cobra.
Oh.
A ruthless terrorist organization determined to rule the world.
He never gives up. He'll stay till the fight's won. G.I. Joe will dare. G.I. Joe. G.I. Joe.
Well, there you go. Now, everything Cobra does is what the New World Order does, including secret underground bases, staging terror attacks, manipulating currencies, brainwashing people, and wanting to rule the world. And you got to face it, our military that's committing suicide at record numbers knows that they basically serve, for all intents and purposes, Cobra. Isn't that interesting? You've got Destro, the international arms dealer. That's the New World Order. Everything we're taught about Cobra.
Cobra. I am Cobra Commander.
Whenever I did the Cobra Commander skit and interviewed myself, people thought that I'd had a voice changer or had an actor. No, that's me. I've done national voice talent, folks. I can basically be a mockingbird if I want to. I'm not bragging. That's when people saying it's not my voice.
I am the leader. I am Cobra Commander.
Anyways, also the voice of Starscream. Did you ever notice that?
No, Megatron, I will be the leader.
See? Thank you for joining us. Got to have a little bit of fun here occasionally, ladies and gentlemen, because this is the InfoWar. And I am here trying to rally people to awaken to that and defeat the globalist. All right, let's get serious here. This is good news and bad news. The media doesn't know what to do because this is a respected, longtime county judge. That's basically the mayor of the county. We don't live in Texas. And it's a very populous, about the most populous West Texas town, Lubbock. And to make a long story short, like I'll just pull Lubbock up on a map for folks that are watching Prison Planet TV. I'll pull Lubbock up for everybody if you want to know where it's at, and we'll back out here on the old Google map. So there's Lubbock. It's up close, to the middle of the panhandle, south of Amarillo, here in what they call terrorist country, Texas. And that's where evil people actually want freedom, the Alamo, stuff like that. Just basically bad people that believe in the Second Amendment and stuff like that. That's why they admit in Louisiana, which is full of a lot of good folks. I'm not getting a rivalry going here. They even came out on the news a few years ago. They wait on the border, and when you drive in, they pull you over and try to manipulate state laws claiming you can't have a gun, even though you can, and take you to jail, and then impound your car like you were visiting a crack house or something. Just want to put that little warning out to Texans that that's still going on. So drive into Louisiana at your own risk. A lot of people I know just drive around if they're going to Florida all the way through Arkansas. I got to warn people. It's kind of like Mexico down there with the police. But anyways, side issue, digressing away from that. There's some towns in Texas that'll shake you down, too. So let's be honest. If you're coming from Louisiana, there's some East Texas towns where they're going to rob you as well. So I guess it's just hillbilly kingdom. But I can't engage in Texas worship without talking about some of the bad stuff we do as well. But God bless Texas, and just God bless the fact that I am from Texas. I am proud of my heritage. I have to admit it. I think I better shut up now. It is illustrious, but all right. I'm in a good mood. I apologize. I'm going to stop right there. Let's get serious here for a moment. Texas official warns of Obama civil war. And we're going to play a clip right now, and then I'm going to comment on the rest of the story, what this really signifies. Here is the county judge in Lubbock County, Texas. Here it is.
Judge Head says he and the county must be prepared for many contingencies, one that he particularly fears. If President Obama is reelected, he is going to try to hand over the sovereignty of the United States to the UN.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what's going to happen when that happens? Mm-hmm. I'm thinking worst case scenario.
Right, okay? I understand.
Civil unrest, civil disobedience, civil war, maybe. And we're not talking just a few riots here and demonstrations. We're talking Lexington, Concord, take up arms and get rid of the guy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now what's going to happen if we do that, if mm-hmm. the public decides to do that?
Mm-hmm.
He's going to send in UN troops. I don't want them in Lubbock County.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
So I'm going to stand in front of their armored personnel carrier and say, you're not coming in here.
Mm-hmm.
And the sheriff, I've already asked him, I said, you going to back me? He said, yeah, I'll back you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't want a bunch of rookies back there.
True.
I want trained, equipped, seasoned veteran officers to back me.
Whether you agree with the judge or think his theories are unrealistic, the reality is a tax hike that will provide an additional $832,433, coupled with about a $2 million cut to make these numbers work. You can sound off at two public hearings tomorrow morning at 10
All right.
and Monday, August 27th.
We're going to get him on the show, or at least try. Now, here's the issue. All this tax money that sent military weapons to the states and counties, fine, we'll just take it. See, it's all a war for the mind. If you've got the mind, it doesn't matter the landscape. And we don't brainwash and deceive and twist people to agree with us. We just lay the truth out unapologetically over and over again and say, hey, you watch what's going to happen. And you wait. The globalists try to drop the hammer. Because we've been out there warning everybody, everyone now knows what they see coming down the road. We're prepared. We're not caught flat-footed. And it's happening all over the country. Why do you think we get the Homeland Security reports? Why do you think we get those? I mean, I've been getting them for over a decade, but we finally had enough media power the last 4 years to get them out nationally. They say veterans, gun owners, libertarians, conservatives. I've got New York Times articles from 3-4 years ago where it shows the Boy Scouts. When I first reported on this a decade ago, no one believed me, even though I had the witnesses. They're training Boy Scouts nationwide in the Explorer Scout, 14 and up, that they will face veterans in gun confiscation, and they do door-to-door drills taking the guns. I mean, that's in the New York Times. Headline, Scouts Trained to Fight Terrorists and More. And it's got more than, 20 photos or so? We've shown it to you probably 100 times. And it shows them, if you click on the New York Times article itself, we also have it mirrored up at Infowars.com to be able to analyze it, taking on veterans. Okay, so you've always been the target. It's always been the plan. The foreign bankers run Al-Qaeda. When we say 9/11 is an inside job, we're saying criminal global cartels helped organize what transpired as a pretext to set up Homeland Security that would then be used against America.
Now, Lord Vader will provide us with the location of the rebel fortress by the time this station is operational. We will then crush the rebellion with one swift stroke.
I think Governor Talk is correct. Anyways, the point is that the globalists are the ones who are the usurpers. They are the revolutionaries. And most revolutions are not to bring freedom. This is a criminal group that is trying to overthrow our republic. They're illegitimate. 110%. And so they sat there and said none of this existed. And that's backfiring on them. They sat there and said, there's no world government. It's not run by megabanks, and they're not going to implode the world economy. And then, shut off your power. There's no such thing as Agenda 21. Now it's all happening. People are like, wow, this is really everything Alex Jones said is happening exactly as he said it would. Well, yeah, I mean, they got public white papers. I mean, I'm reading their plans. It'd be like if I had the coach's playbook. And I was in all their meetings, and then I'm now the other team, and I know exactly what they're going to do. I know all the hand signs, all of it. This is not believe Alex Jones. See, they count on you just to believe, oh, I believe Obama. He reads off a teleprompter good. Or I believe Romney because he reads off a teleprompter good. He has a nice-looking suit. No. You don't believe Alex Jones. You type in to a search engine, startpage.com or Google or whatever. You type in Army Field Manual Internment Camps for Americans. And you will be on the army.mil site. It won't be Alex Jones. it's there, okay? It's there. It's the equivalent of habeas corpus. Show me the crime. Show me the body. I'm saying dig in that backyard, you're going to dig up bodies. You dig, they're there. Like these bodies aren't even 5 feet under the ground. They're on the surface laying there. This is just waiting for you to go discover this. Waiting for you to realize the treason. And are we just going to sit there and let the big government buildings and the F-16s all intimidate us? Those are all being flown by Americans, by people that love freedom on average, until the drones are in place. See, that's why the globalists are racing, announcing they're going to start putting robots on the streets, even primitive ones, that basically just have cameras and weapons on them to acclimate you, because they cannot count on their own people anymore. That's why TSA is now trying to hire outright criminals. Oh, they run the background check, all right, to make sure they're a criminal. You see, tyranny rots very quickly. Once you get to a certain point, you go downhill three or four times faster than you were just a second ago. You start racing, and we're now hitting that racing point. But we're seeing the immune system kick in, because everybody I know, successful in business, in literature, in art, in you name it. A lot of amazing people live in Austin that I get to meet and know over the years. They are all, not just intellectually, but in their gut, just running around in circles trying to do something right now. Because they know, everybody knows in their gut. You know, it's the strangest thing. Sometimes it only happens like once a year or something. The phone will ring. My wife calls all the time on the hotline, two or three times a day, but the hotline will ring. I'll have a bad feeling. And I'll know it's bad news when I pick the phone up, when one of the kids falls off the porch and cuts their head open or whatever. Go ahead and give me the bad news. We've got that, folks. But you don't even need your sixth sense to know what's going on here. It's ridiculous. We're the plum of the globalist. We're that plum, that brass ring, that jewel, that ring of power. They fully get this country under their control. The world better look out, because they plan to use us as a battering ram against every other nation. Whether that nation be good or bad, it doesn't matter. We are now a captured system. And now they're telling us torture is good and secret arrest is good. And yeah, we are spying on you without warrants. And you know what? It isn't Al-Qaeda. It's good old boys that are the terrorists. It's happening. It's happening right now, and it's time to have a gut check. Hundreds of publications brag that we've been captured by foreign banks. And so it's not just me saying this under law, under organic common law, under our Constitution, under international law. We have right to revolt. But I say don't play into their hands of physical confrontation. Because most people are just dumbed down zombies following a brainwashing template. The fight is in the info war. That's why the globalists want to kick off a physical conflict, because we're going to have a velvet revolution here of ideas if we continue on this trajectory. We're winning. The churches are government run, telling you it's the end of the world, and they tell the New Agers it's 2012, so everybody stands down in the takeover. But our forebears didn't stand down. We're not going to stand down. And even if it was the end of the world, God isn't going to let you into those pearly gates, I will assure you, if you didn't stand against evil while you were here. This is a test. Make no mistake. And you better be worried about your eternal soul. And if atheists, I see your comments on YouTube, get mad by that, give me a break. Okay, I got my faith. I'm not getting in the way of what you believe in. Let me tell you, the New World Order believes in a God, and let me tell you, it's a nasty God. They don't want you to think anything's out there, so you don't realize there's a lot going on in this world that can't be explained. There's a lot of things in this world that aren't just in your little books. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, straight ahead, and we'll get into Al-Qaeda. Taking over family homes, ransacking everything, and then driving daddy down the road.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Clear out your pantry and make room in your closets. You're going to need the space for these hot August deals at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 23% on Provident Pantry Scrambled Egg Mix or 28% on freeze-dried strawberry slices. New this month, baking cocoa for daily use or long-term storage. Buy one of the Provident Pantry baking or dessert combos and save up to $25 off individual component pricing. Or add some weight to your water storage at BePrepared.com. The ultimate 55-gallon water barrel combo is on sale this month for only $94.99. Food and water storage is great, but how are you going to cook it in an emergency? The popular Volcano 2 collapsible stove. Save $27.96 off MSRP. Go to BePrepared.com for more details and more August savings now through August 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Cyrus Jones from 1810 to 1913 made his great-grandchildren believe you could live to 103. 103 is forever when you're just a little kid. so Cyrus Jones live forever.
You know who lives forever?
Grave digger.
In the hearts and minds.
You dig my grave.
You know who we admire?
You make
even the evil
shallow
people?
So
those that selflessly stand up against bullies and tyrants.
Grave digger.
Make sure you're on the right side of history.
Mural Stonewall, 1903 to
1954. This life goes by so quick.
She lost both of her babies.
What matters is what you stand for.
Now you should never have to watch your only children lowered in the ground. I mean, you should never have to bury your own babies.
Grave digger. All right, we're going to get into the huge Al-Qaeda news at the bottom of the next hour because we just set up Syrian girl who comes from a prominent exiled Syrian family who's actually anti-Assad but also don't want Al-Qaeda killing everybody. And everything she's been covering the last 8 months has been proven completely documented, and they're getting ready for a staged chemical false flag to blame it on Assad. And again, we're not saying Assad's good, but he's an angel compared to Al-Qaeda, a veritable angel. He's an angel compared to his dad. Even Steve Pachinik, who was arrested by his dad, has said that on the show. Steve Pachinik, who head of Black Ops, State Department over the CIA. By the way, he's going to be on the show. I know some of you don't like him. I understand that. The point is he's a really interesting, serious, deep-level person, deep inside the secret state, who comes on this show. So we can learn a lot from him, even though obviously when he's on, he's got an agenda. We'd be fools not to know that. It's just important to talk and to learn things. That's what we do. We learn things by what questions people don't answer or how they answer them. We immerse ourselves in the intelligence so that we may learn and develop a palate and a nose for what's real. And only immersion in InfoWar will give you that full spectrum awareness, which is only a tiny glimmer of the overall potential of humanity. But by full spectrum awareness, you're at least realizing that there's a compendium of information all around you. I want to get your take on this judge, specifically on this question when we come back, on more and more county commissioners, more and more people coming out and saying, hey, we're not going to put up with world government being announced and having our power plants shut off and having our taxes raised and being told we're under world government and having the Supreme Court justices, four of them, say that they're going to follow orders from the world court. I mean, that is an overthrow. That is a usurpation. It's happening. We're under a North American Union. We're deep into this, and people are waking up. This is exciting. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Now, that said, two program notes. I almost don't even want to plug this again, because we sold 20,000 copies of the new magazine at cost in one day. I ordered another 20,000 printed from the place, put that order in. They're coming today, and half those have sold. So if you want to get the InfoWars magazine, Financial Collapse Edition, sign up at InfoWars.com/newsletter. And we will send it back out again today, but so our regular readers don't get mad at the same email, in our regular news blast with other new news, we'll have a link in there for you to be able to read it online for free of the digital copy. But you can still right now order copies if you get your order in quick, as fast as they're going. They may be sold out today at InfoWarsShop.com. Order them in 10, 20, 50, and 100 packs.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy.
I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.